This is Radio Boston. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty.
And I'm Anthony Brooks. Karen had three near adult children, a successful career with a six-figure salary. A few years ago, she fell in love and began a relationship that was at first dreamy, but then slowly deteriorated into emotional and then physical abuse.
Karen's story is a reminder of just how pervasive domestic violence is and how it reaches across divides of class and race. One in four women is likely to experience domestic violence in her lifetime.
Joining us to talk about this is Dr. Annie Brewster. Annie is a Boston internist and a guest contributor to WBUR's Common Health blog. Her latest post about Karen's story is called A Gradual Excruciating Descent into Domestic Violence. And Annie, welcome.
Thanks for having me.
Tell us why you decided to write about domestic violence and about this story in particular.
Sure. Well, domestic violence has always been an issue that is particularly important to me. As a doctor, feel it's my responsibility to know about it because we are dealing with people all the time and one of the first line screens to be able to pick it up. Also, I feel like I wanted to share Karen's story so that other people who might be living in a circumstance right now that is abusive could listen and hopefully realize that they're not alone.
Well, let's meet Karen. And we should say that in the interest of protecting the privacy of her three children, she's declined to give us her last name, but she joins us now. And Karen, thank you for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
So take us back to 2004. As we mentioned, when you started that relationship, it sounded like it started well, then things went downhill very badly. Tell us what happened.
I was 44 at the time and didn't really believe in fairy tale romances, but lo and behold, I found myself in this incredibly romantic relationship with someone who was very seductive and paid a lot of attention to me, and the relationship accelerated very quickly. I mean, in hindsight, there were signs early on that I was uncomfortable often, that I was growing unhappy often, and that I was afraid that the relationship started to feel unstable. And in a sense, I was becoming kind of brainwashed.
And what you just described there, it sounds like emotional abuse, but this abuse turned physical as well, right?
It did. I would say about 2.5 years into the relationship. There was an evening in particular, late at night, we had gone to bed, and we began to talk about an issue that had been a cause of concern. And very unexpectedly, he jumped up out of the bed and threw me down on the floor, and he put his hands around my throat and tried to push me down a set of stairs. I was able to climb back up the stairs to try to get into the room because I wanted to get dressed and get my glasses and leave. He barred me from entering or re-entering that room, and my hand and my arm got stuck in the door, and he was crushing my arm and my hand behind the other side of the door, and I eventually called the police.
Mm. Annie, let me come back to you and ask you about what lessons you hear in Karen's story. One of the things that I am struck by is how often you hear these stories about people who are in a relationship like this for a long time, and the signposts seem to be there, but people don't see them.
Exactly. Well, I think there are a lot of lessons in Karen's story. First of all, I think it shows us that it can happen to any of us. I think that, she is a very high-functioning person, a very strong person, and still it happened to her. I also think Karen's story shows us that this can happen so gradually and that the process is insidious, and sometimes it sneaks up on you. You don't even realize that it's happening to you. I think the most important message for me is Karen's incredible resiliency and strength, that she was able to live through this incredibly difficult time and come out of it happily married again and very successful relationships with her children, who also had to deal with this situation.
Karen, what advice do you have for other women who find themselves in situations such as yours?
There are a lot of resources available, an amazing number of resources, and I, in hindsight, think that would have helped me make sense of what was going on faster than I was able to do on my own. And so now I volunteer for an organization that assists victims, and it's all about getting the word out.
Annie, I want to come back to you. Some of the feedback posted on your Common Health blog takes issue with the way you single Karen's story out as surprising, given her sort of upper middle class background. And I guess a suggestion from some readers was that this feeds an unfair stereotype that domestic violence usually happens in lower class communities. But of course, it doesn't, right? It's pervasive and reaches across divides of class and race and so on.
Absolutely. However, I still think, unfortunately, there is a stereotype that exists that this doesn't happen in certain communities, whether it's a wealthy community or maybe it doesn't happen among educated people or among strong women. And I think those are all stereotypes that need to be debunked. I started with that in the story to say that we shouldn't be surprised that this is happening in all communities everywhere.
Well, Dr. Annie Brewster, she's a Boston internist and a guest contributor to WBUR's Common Health blog. Annie, thanks so much for coming in.
We appreciate it.
And you can find her latest post, A Gradual Excruciating Descent into Domestic Violence, at commonhealth.wbur.org, where you can also find a domestic violence hotline and other helpful information. And Karen, thank you so much for sharing your story with us, and we wish you all the best.
Thank you.
Radio Boston is a production of WBUR with regular contributions from The Angle at boston.com. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty.
And I'm Anthony Brooks. Join us again tomorrow for more Radio Boston.